There you go. Hey, Chase.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We eating while you was talking.
We are. We've been eating.
We got those folks from Tony Roma. This is called the grilled chicken spinach stack.
We're talking
grilled chicken.
Is it in the kitchen?
Uh-huh.
I'll be right back.
No, you got a job to do here.
I did my job. It was called a newscast.
It is good.
Four cheeses, artichoke hearts, and creamy spinach, and it's got the rice. And it's got fresh veggies, and they brought us a big old deal of veggies. It's got that
dirty rice.
Yeah. It's wild rice.
Okay.
Well, not spicy. If it's spicy, it'd be dirty rice. But anyway, it's good, and it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So Chase is gone.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not there yet. Doing my job, as somebody says.
That's right. Yeah, so there. All right. So what the heck happened with Facebook?
Apparently NASDAQ just fumbled big time.
Exactly. You know, they in fact had to have a meeting about this yesterday. That's how bad it was.
Well, now the SEC, our new conference, is investigating.
30-minute delays on Friday morning. And worsened when traders placing major orders for hedge funds and mutual funds had to wait hours to hear whether their trades had been confirmed. So some of the investors pulled out just because they didn't know
right.
what the price was or what was going on. So opened at 38 and closed at $38.23. They're going to talk about the entire IPO auction process. This is like a food place running out of food at lunch, you know?
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to be able to do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To not have confidence in NASDAQ and the way that they're going to handle this is probably the last thing they need to be doing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens today. I guess if they've got that taken care of, and I presume they must, then the hedge fund traders will start hopping back in there and it'll go up. But again, it's all right. Mark's got enough money.
Mark's okay.
He's doing all right.
That's right. And those original employees are doing okay, too.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's another thing, probably a lot, and that's why it spiked up to 42 right at the beginning. Don't you reckon folks were bailing on that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get that price up. Now let's go. All right. And once it fell from there, obviously it kept on going. Still in all, Facebook is worth more than Hewlett-Packard.
Really?
Worth more than Hewlett-Packard. Hewlett-Packard's only worth $44 billion.
Hmm.
Facebook is worth more than the New York Times. Facebook is worth more than Starbucks. Facebook is worth more than Target.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of all of those that you just mentioned, that's the one that's
why I did that one last.
Mm-hmm.
And, as a matter of fact, Disney is worth about 4/5 of what Facebook is worth. So, there you are. And again, and he got married this weekend.
Who did? Zuckerberg?
No, he did. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he had a little party. He had about 100 people over there in his backyard, including Green Day. How's that for a little reception entertainment? Yeah, he said that they were going to celebrate his time fiancée's graduation. And I think she got a degree in parks and management. I'm thinking,
yeah, really?
She did. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Don't you know her parents are saying, don't
yes.
you dare screw this up.
Yes.
I just wonder if there was a prenup.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. They've been dating for a long time, too.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, she was dating him when he was poor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, we did this story on Friday, but I think this story is important enough that we need to do it again simply because of the information that it imparts to us, and that is Larry King.
Larry
announced
yes.
late last week mm-hmm. that his show will resume this summer on a brand new digital network called Aura.tv. He is expected to use the format that is very similar to his Larry King Live, which of course aired in prime time on CNN for 25 years. He in fact has retained much of his old production staff. Now, here's what you want to know.
Yeah.
The new show will be generally 30 minutes in length. Although it could be flexible and go shorter or longer depending on who's being interviewed.
That's right. If Larry falls asleep, they may cut it short.
He nods
right.
off.
Yeah. Right.
The fresh episodes will be posted online at about 4 or 5 o'clock Central Time, as opposed to the 8 o'clock start time for the TV show, although viewers will be able to watch it whenever they want. He says he misses nightly shows, but obviously if he's not exactly sure how long the show's going to be or what time they're going to feed it. Anyway, it says here that parts of Larry King are 78. And I know we're all pretty. The suspenders aren't, but anyway.
He'll have to get six or seven of them in the can before he can start running repeats, right?
Yeah.
And he could probably call in that day and say, run a repeat. Yeah. My lumbago's acting up.
Well, and I like the idea that it says that he has retained much of his old production staff. Is that like the two guys who handle the board and the one camera guy? I mean,
yeah, who changed the light bulbs in the back? Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, we don't have to come in. The old man's sick again. Is that it? Log in every morning to see if you're working. Do you get paid whether you work or not? Just saying. Larry King returning to TV. I think it's pretty exciting. AskMen.com. That's a website, amazingly enough, for men. Ask its readers how much sleep they get every night. 56% reported getting between 6 and 8 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. 12% said that they get more than 8 hours sleep. Obviously, those are the ones without kids. 29% get 4 to 6 hours. Medical studies, of course, claim we need 8 or more hours. We're obviously not listening to science because another survey has found that 45% of us fall asleep somewhere else other than our bed. Number one, 10% of us admit to falling asleep at work. At work. Tony Cornette did that and got fired here, didn't he?
Yeah. I know you're going to name names, but...
But he did. I'm just saying. 7% fall asleep at church. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, do you keep marshmallows under the pulpit?
Okay. No.
Okay.
Well, you throw them at them.
Boom. Yeah.
It's funny to me to see a little perch fishing going on, you know.
Perch fishing.
Perch. Nah, and then come back up.
Can you, can the inflection in your voice make their eyes sort of open?
Absolutely.
Like, really?
Can.
Like, yeah. You can.
Your voice is your most effective tool.
Yeah. That's right.
Or do you just stop and go, boo?
Yeah.
6% fall asleep on public transportation. Certainly we've seen that. And 4% fall asleep in the facilities.
Oh, really? Man.
Really?
Oh.
Hello?
I'm asleep right now.
Thank you.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the...